So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast. I'm your host, Betty, and today we are going to be talking about Outlander Season 1, Episode 2. So, in the last episode, I brought up a few things in the conversation after he got shot, falls off the horse, and she starts bandaging him up. You know, I said that, you know, that was the moment he fell in love with her or knew something special was about her. And remember, I talked about how the actors in this show can make us feel what they're feeling just by a look. And that was one of those moments. And I should have said that in the episode, but, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't think of these things, you know, so, yeah. And then another thing that I talked about in the episode was when Claire first came through the stones. And you remember how I said that she should have, you know, I shouted out my TV that she should have just turned around and touched the stones. Guys, I know that she shouldn't have done that because, I mean, we wouldn't have a story, okay? So she had to keep going for us to have a story. So, yeah, that's a few of the things that I wanted to bring up. If y'all can think of anything else that I messed up in that last episode, I'll talk about in the next episode. I probably got dates and things wrong too. So, you know, if y'all want to help me out, that's great. So anyway, we're just going to jump right into talking about today's episode, episode 2 of season 1. I got the synopsis right here, and I'm going to read it to you. The story is, Claire knows that if she is to survive in this time, she will have to act like a local. She arrives at Castle York, and after being dressed properly by the housekeeper, Miss Fitzgibbons, meets the laird of the castle, Colin McKenzie. He agrees to provide her with transportation to Inverness in a few days' time, but Claire's story of being on her way to France when attacked by brigands is suspect, and she is thought to be a spy. When the time comes, Colm tells her she'll not be leaving until they know exactly who she is and what she's up to. Okay, so first of all, that synopsis left a lot out, but I need to give credit where I get these. I get them from IMDb, so. And I also get the trivia from there, too. So if y'all want to check that out, it's the Outlander IMDb. So anyway, we can go straight into discussing now. I didn't take notes when I was watching the episode because, guys, you know, I probably wouldn't have been able to pay attention to the show and what's going on. So this is just coming off from memory. So it starts out, they get to the castle and Miss Fitzgibbons is out there to greet all the Highlanders, and she sees Claire in the background like, what do we have here, you know? And she's a half-dressed, for the time, she's half-dressed woman, and so she insists on taking Claire into the castle and getting her dressed up, but, you know, Claire's insistent that she has to tend to Jamie first, which, you know, Miss Fitzgibbons is a little like, do you know how to do that? And so, and she asks her if she's a beaten, and Claire's like just agreeing because she needs to do what she needs to do. And, you know, so they go in, and, you know, Miss Fitzgibbons, that woman is awesome, right, guys? I love her. She actually kind of knows what she's doing too. When they go in and take care of Jamie, the leeches and things, you know, and by the way, guys, if that works, gross, okay? But she's very knowledgeable with what she's doing. So, but she leaves Claire in there with Jamie, and they have that moment in front of the fireplace where Jamie tells her, actually, it's when Claire takes his shirt off and she sees his scars, and he has that flashback moment. By the way, this show is good with all of that. Another thing about this show is all the character building and stuff that they do in just two episodes. Like, it takes shows several episodes to get there. And, like, we already love Miss Fitzgibbons. And we already hate Blackjack Randall. And we already love Jamie, you know. And we're invested in what Claire's doing. So that's pretty good writing on the show's part. And I know, guys, that this is a book series. And that these characters have been out, you know, established for 20 years. But, you know, some of us had never heard of these books until the show came out. So, you know, for us, for me in particular, I'd never heard of these characters before. So this, for it to grab me on the second episode, and for me to already have connections with these characters on the second episode, that's pretty good. I don't know if I should give that credit to Diana Gabaldon, or if I should give that credit to the show runners and the people. But yeah, that was brilliant. That's brilliant writing, in my opinion, for us to already have connections with the characters. So that was something that, like I said, that's something that I noticed in the show. So, but anyway, back to this discussion of the actual episode. Jamie and Claire are in front of the fire, and he starts talking about, you know, why he has the scars and everything. And we go into that flashback with Blackjack Randall, and I want to bring up something about that too, about Blackjack Randall and Tobias Menzies. He is a brilliant actor, guys. I know he gets a lot of flack for the character of Blackjack Randall, but in this very same episode, okay, he plays the most vile, cruelest person, and then and on the other side, and almost in the same scene, he plays Frank and Claire's husband, and we love him. Or we feel sorry for him. But yeah, I mean, Tobias Menzies is a brilliant, brilliant actor to play someone so vile and cruel, and you hate him, to someone that you feel sympathy for and, you know, maybe even like, you know. I mean, we like Frank. So yeah, kudos to Tobias Menzies. He's brilliant. I think I'm saying his name wrong. It's Menzies. So anyway, and he's great in The Crown. By the way, if y'all haven't seen that, you know, I'm just going to stick that in there. Anyway, back to the actual episode we're talking about, though. So he does all these cruel things to Jenny. It makes Jamie watch, you know, rips her shirt open and everything. And then he beats Jamie and makes Jenny watch, and then he also threatens Jamie's life while, you know, if she doesn't do what he wants her to do, which is, you know, gross, and he's gonna kill Jamie. So, you know, poor Jenny. I mean, what is she supposed to do, you know? But spoiler alert, you know, later on we find out she didn't actually have to do anything. So she, you know, showed him what was what. So anyway, but back to episode 2. I keep going ahead of myself, but I need to stick on topic with episode 2. So anyway, back in front of the fireplace with Jamie and Claire, they have this moment because she starts to remember Frank. I think he brought up her husband, that her husband was a lucky man to have her. And she starts remembering or wondering where Frank is. And again, this is where, you know, Tobias Menzies' brilliant acting comes in, because we just saw him as Blackjack Randall, the very vile person, and then turn around and we're seeing him as Frank, looking, wondering where his wife is. And so we sympathize or feel something for Frank in that moment, and we hate him as Blackjack Randall in the other moment. So Jamie gets up and he tries to comfort Claire, and he's holding her there while she's crying. And then she catches herself, you know, she realizes she shouldn't be doing this, you know. I mean, this is inappropriate because, you know, she probably has attraction to Jamie, and, you know, she should be missing her husband. And makes his promise to protect her, you know, she doesn't need to be scared of him, that he'll protect her. So then the next scene we see, she's waking up from sleeping, apparently all day, Miss Fitzgibbons tells her. And, you know, Claire, in this moment, looks just like I do when I wake up. But no, really, Kate's beautiful. But anyway, Miss Fitz has to help her get dressed, and she sees the bra, you know, that Claire was wearing, and Claire calls it a brassiere and tells her, you know. And so anyway, they get dressed, they put Claire in all that get up, you know, and then she goes and she meets Colum, and this is, and she finds out where she's actually is, actually in time. She's in the 1700s, and Colum walks in that door and sees her meddling around in his stuff. Just let me say this, the graphics on his legs, guys. I mean, every time I look at him, my shins hurt and my lower back hurts, because, you know, that had to have been painful in real, you know, the real medical condition. But they make it look so real that it hurts to watch him walk and things. So kudos to that. He wore green socks because that's all CGI. So that was pretty good. Anyway, back to the actual episode. I'm going to go on tangents every time, you know, so be prepared for all of that. But anyway, back to the actual episode. So Colum and her have a conversation, and he sets up a way for her to go to get to Iberness. And, you know, and then later on, they have that dinner, you know, and they question her and, you know, what's she doing here? You know, and who's her family and stuff at the dinner. And he plies her with alcohol to get things that he wants out of her. And she, you know, like I said at the beginning of this episode, she kind of does things that she shouldn't be doing. Which this is one of those instances. I don't know if I actually said that, but I was thinking it when I was talking about she should turn around and touch the stones and go back. There's a lot of moments in this episode where it's like, Claire, come on now. You know, you want to tell her, you want to shake her and tell her, look, this is happening to you. Stop it. But, you know, it has to happen. Like I said, at the beginning of this episode, it has to happen for story. So she realizes what she's done. Or, you know, what they were up to, you know, interrogating her in that manner. She kind of sobers up when she accidentally makes the mistake about Hamish being Dougal's son. And it's not Dougal's son, it's actually Colum's. But, you know, spoiler alert again, later on we do realize that that is in fact Dougal's son. But we, you know, everybody knows it, but nobody's saying it. You know, it's one of them things. So she leaves the dining hall and she's realized that she probably said too much to them. Or she's, you know, she's trying to get back to the stones. So, and she may have just ruined her chances. So, but anyway, she goes... I mean, the next day, she wakes up and she goes into the kitchen. Miss Fitz is there. She's making food and stuff. And she wants to go tend to Jamie just to get out of the castle. And so she goes to see Jamie and she spooks the horse and he nearly falls down and hurts himself. I think he does fall down and he hurts himself. But anyway, and poor Jamie in this whole episode, or really since the first episode all the way to this point, Jamie has been hurt so many times. Okay, we have seen Jamie shot, we have seen Jamie's shoulder dislocated, we have seen Jamie get flogged, we have seen Jamie get nearly trampled by a horse already, and then later on in the episode we're going to see him get punched in the face a few times. And so, but anyway, that's future. So, but anyway, they sit and they have this conversation, and Jamie tells her a lot. He senses something about Claire that he can trust her. So, you know, they already have that connection. So they talk, and you know, they're sitting there, and you almost feel so sorry for this guy, but you don't, because he's got so much life in him, but he's been through a lot. So, and, you know, Claire You know, I think that's why she's attracted to him too, because he's full of life. He's full of energy. You know, he's the reason why we love this show, especially at this point. I mean, there are more things about this show that we love other than just Jamie, but he is really a big attractor to the show. So, and that's all on Sam Heughan. You know, he's a good actor. All of these actors are so great. If you already feel a connection to every one of them within the first two episodes, then they're doing something right. And they're let me tell you, they are doing something right. We are already 5 seasons in. They're going on season 6, and it's great. But anyway, that's another tangent. I'm going to be doing that from all the time. Okay, guys? So anyway, back to the subject of the episode. She parts ways with him, and of course she has that little exchange with Rupert, which, again, another character that we instantly love in this series. And, you know, they have that exchange. He's been following her because Dougal told him to. And, you know, he tells her that it's a good thing that Angus isn't following you, because, you know, you're going to wish you had me instead of him, you know. And that's a funny exchange. So, anyway, though, Claire goes on about her business. And then she meets Galus, which is another character in this episode that instantly makes you wonder about. And so she meets Galus, and they exchange the herbs and the things. And then Claire goes to introduce herself to Galus, and Galus already knows who she is, because the town people apparently are all the gossip, you know, about Claire being a spy and all of this stuff. So we already see that there's Claire has problems, probably. And so the next night, or I know it's the same night, I think they're doing that town meeting thing. I don't know what it's called. If, like I said, I'm not an expert on any of this stuff. If y'all are, this is where listener feedback would come in handy. You know, y'all correct me, okay? I'm here to be schooled, okay? Anyway, I'm not here to school. I'm here to be schooled. So when they're at the meeting, or I think it's called a gathering, actually. So when they're there, different villagers come up with their problems to call them to fix. And then, you know, the one scene where Cleary's father brings her to call him because he has loose morals or something like that is what, I think that's what Galus said about her. Anyway, and he wants her to be punished. So then Jamie steps in, and again, this is where he gets the beating again from Rupert. So they do all that, and then of course Claire has to go and bandage him up again and take care of him. And this is where she tells Jamie that she has to leave, or that she's leaving. And, you know, you can see that Jamie's a little sad about that. But Leary comes in to talk to Jamie, and so Claire leaves it at that. And then, so I think it's the next morning. She's getting ready to leave. She's got her little basket of food. Mrs. Fitz is bringing her down to the wagon, and they've got the food and everything, and they're fixing to leave. And Dougal's down there and says that Colin wants to speak with you. And so reluctantly Claire goes and speaks with Colin, and she finds out that they want her to stay there because, you know, and keep her as the physician or whatever, the healer. And they're offering her to use that surgery. Of course, when they're approaching that door, she has that flashback of Frank. You know, she remembers them trying to open that door and wondering what was this room used for. Well, she's fixing to find out. She finds out that it's for the surgery. And So Colum tells her she can't leave, and she wonders if Dougal told him something about her. And of course, at the time when I first watched this episode, I was, you know, I was kind of mad at Colum and Dougal both for the way they were treating Claire here. But when I was watching it earlier this time around, okay, I've watched this episode like 50 bajillion times, to be honest. But this time around, I kind of watched it and I could see Colum and Dougal's side of this thing, because Claire is kind of this mysterious woman that just popped out of nowhere, and they've actually told her a lot of their secrets. Well, I don't think they have, but she has learned a lot about this clan and about this place. And if she were a spy, they would have to take her, and I mean, if she were a spy, she would take her information back to people that they don't really want them to know who she, you know, who they are. And especially Jamie. Jamie has told her a lot of stuff, you know. And so, yeah, they have to keep her there. They don't let her leave. And that's where the story ends. That's where our episode ends. And I guess that's where our discussion ends. A few things about the discussion of the art about the episode. This episode introduced us to a lot of big characters in one episode, and you were actually drawn to them in that first scene. A lot of shows, my rule of thumb when you're getting into a new show, you have to give that show at least 3 episodes for it to be good. And you know, if you don't like it by the 3rd episode, you can drop it. But this show, guys, I mean, it's, you don't even need 3 episodes because you're already hooked. You're already attracted to everyone. And that's pretty hard to do in a show, to build characters and make it still interesting. I've seen a lot of shows tank because they can't, they do too much character building, and it has a hard time gripping people. But this show, I mean, I don't know if it's Diana Gabaldon and her characters, which I think a lot of it has to do with that. But as a TV production, as a story production, I mean, they do a really good job. I mean, kudos to everybody involved. The actors, the production, the director, Ronald D. Moore is a genius, the costumes. Oh my gosh, you know? So anyway, but that's going to wrap this up for right now. It's going to wrap up this segment. Just stay tuned for the next segment, which is going to be trivia. Welcome back. We're going to do some trivia now. Trivia number 1, it took 20 minutes each time to dress Kate Bailiff in those complete 18th century dress and all of its accoutrements. Trivia number 2, what Misfits calls a corset for the benefit of the audience probably would have been referred to as a stays in the 18th century. And then number 3, Dune Castle was used as the exterior of the fictional Castle Leoch production. Designers used molds of the architecture at Dune Castle to build sets at the studio where the interior castle shots were filmed. That was all interesting. I think I talked about in the discussion, I'm not sure if I did, but I'm going to talk about it now. The differences in the clothes and stuff, you know, Misfits saw Claire wearing the bra, and Claire had to call it a brassiere to cover up, you know, that she was from, you know, a different time. So, yeah, and I think Misfits is actually kind of already on to Claire a little bit, that she's got something going on. So, but anyway, again, another tangent. So that's the end of this segment. I hope you enjoyed. So I got a couple of things here in the news. Sam Heughan has a movie coming out soon, and it's called SAS Red Notice, starring, of course, Sam Heughan, Ruby Rose, and Andy Serkis. The story is by Andy McNab. It's directed by Magnus Martinez, and it'll be in theaters on March 16th. I don't know how true this is because I looked everywhere for information on this, but it says it'll be available to stream on Now TV on March 12th. That's actually tomorrow, but y'all probably aren't going to hear this until next week, so it'll be already out on that streaming service if that's true. And then Sam, or in another news, Sam Heughan, this happened back in February. I'm a little bit behind on stuff, so anyway, Sam, he thanked fans for helping save a Cole Ross pub where he shares his where he shared his first drink with Kate. Fans of the show raised 7,000 euros to in less than a week to save this pub, and the information I got on it says Cole Ross was used as a filming location for the show, which was the first fictional town, Cranesmere. Sam said the pub has special meaning for him because it's where he shared a drink with Kate after filming. Sam then later on tweeted, or I found a tweet from Sam saying, "Yes, best fans, looking forward to Kate buying me a drink there soon." And that's all of the news I've got. I hope y'all enjoyed that. And next up will be listener feedback. Okay, so on this episode, I don't have any feedback, but it's probably more to do that I'm not given enough time or people aren't seeing it enough. So this segment's going to be empty during this episode. And I guess that's going to wrap up this episode. So I hope y'all enjoyed this. I have made a group on Facebook. The link is www.facebook.com/group/talking about fun things. So head on over there where you can leave me feedback, vote on my next topic that I'm gonna do, and also act with each other over there. So yeah, this is it for tonight. I hope y'all enjoy listening to me go on and on about Outlander, and good night.